Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, Spanish police shot and killed four suspected terrorists in Cambrils, a resort that's south of Barcelona, where a terrorist drove a van into pedestrians, killing 13 and injuring 100. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy calls the van attack jihadist terrorism. Here's U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Our consulates in Barcelona and our entire Mission Spain team are currently assisting Americans in Spain who are affected by these events. We ask U.S. citizens in the area to let your loved ones know you are safe. Terrorists around the world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
Islamic State claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. Top U.S. General Joe Dumford says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy, a commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between the Afghan forces and the Taliban. The comment came a day after a U.S. soldier was killed and other American and Afghan troops were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Hong Kong's legal chief denied any political motive in seeking jail for three pro-democracy activists today, responding to a Reuters report that he had overruled other legal officials who had initially advised against pursuing the case. An appeals court jailed three leaders of the Chinese-ruled city's democracy movement for 6 to 8 months. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say the United States remains unwavering in its commitment to Asian allies in the wake of threats from North Korea, while indicating diplomacy has to be backed by a strong military consequence. During U.S.-Japan defense and diplomatic talks, American Defense Chief Jim Mattis said Washington should take immediate and specific actions to take down any missile launched by North Korea towards the territory of the U.S. and its allies.
Together, we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response. Our two nations will demonstrate the strength of our alliance by continuing those bilateral activities and by enhancing cooperation with the Republic of Korea. We call on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocation and threats. Such a path is not in its own best interest, nor in the best interest of any other nation.
North Korea has repeatedly threatened to target Japan, which plays host to 54,000 U.S. military, as well as South Korea and the U.S. with its missiles. A rift between President Trump and his own political party has widened as he publicly criticized two Republican senators and another senator from the party who questioned the president's stability and competence. In a part of a political firestorm this week after Mr. Trump shifted his stance on who was responsible for Saturday's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, stemming from a protest organized by white nationalist groups. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished.
In his feisty exchange with reporters at Trump Tower, the president insisted that both sides were to blame for the violence and the Charlottesville protests.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent.
Trump's comments were denounced by Democrats and by several Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, who argued on Twitter that white supremacy is repulsive. There can be no moral ambiguity. On Monday, Trump denounced racist hate groups after he came under tremendous pressure to revise an earlier statement on Saturday that condemned the violence on many sides. The president finds himself under fire at a time when his approval rating has dropped below 40% in many polls. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.